World Diabetes Day is observed on November 14th each year to raise awareness about prevention and management of the illness. Today, there are at least 500 million people living with diabetes worldwide, and the number is projected to hit 700 million by the year 2045. Diabetes comes in two types. Type 1 is an autoimmune illness that may be genetic and becomes active early in life. Type 2 is more common form, develops over time, and can be caused by obesity and lack of exercise. Evans Onyango, a 38-year-old man from Kenya, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in 2020, a chronic condition that is an insulin dependent. He says that as an athlete, it was extremely hard for him to accept the results.
The worst part of it, I was told that it is type 1. I told them, no, I cannot be type 1. Type 1 is for the teenagers and backwards. Yeah, I experienced a lot of challenges with the management of, because I have to take the insulin twice in a day, and it has timings. If I don't meet the times, I get worked up. Another challenge, which is a big one, is being told that I will have to live with taking the insulin the rest of my life.
Over 4 million people die every year from diabetes globally. This year, the campaign is focusing on having access to diabetes care for everyone. Onyango says apart from the medication he is taking to manage his condition, exercise has been of help as well. But he says the change of the diet and lifestyle can be difficult to adjust.
I understand there is no medication for diabetes, but I know that exercise is one of the remedies of keeping away diabetes.
The WHO is highlighting the need for equitable access to essential care for people with diabetes and tuberculosis. Speaking virtually yesterday, Tuesday, Bente Mikkelsen, WHO's director in the Department of Non-Communicable Diseases, said there is inequality when it comes to diabetes management.
So there is hope. There is a lot of opportunities. It's inequities, but still this is what we are trying to address. Patients with type 1 diabetes will actually die if they don't get insulin. But I want to emphasize that all diabetes is treatable.
Diabetes have a higher risk of hypertension and prone to high cholesterol, a risk factor of cardiovascular diseases. Mikkelsen says diabetes type 2 is the most prevalent, affecting many people across the world.
It's very important that we celebrate the World Diabetes Day. And what is especially very concerning is that if you look at non-communicable diseases in total, diabetes is the only one that is still on the rise when it comes to killing people before the age of 70.
In Africa, premature deaths from diabetes stands at 58%, higher than the global average rate of 48%. The WHO says only 1 in 2 people living with the type 1 diabetes, the most common form of pediatric diabetes, has access to insulin treatment. For VOA Africa, I am Maureen Ojiambo in San Francisco.